With SRN News, I'm Jason Walker. A man charged in a New York City subway incident set to stand trial.
A U.S. Marine Corps veteran charged with manslaughter for placing a man in a deadly chokehold aboard a New York City subway train last year will soon have his day in court. The trial of Daniel Penny in the May 2023 death of Jordan Neely opens Monday in Manhattan. Witnesses say Neely, who is black, had been shouting and begging for money on a Manhattan train when Penny, who is white, held him in a chokehold for more than 3 minutes. Penny has pleaded not guilty to second-degree manslaughter and criminally negligent homicide. Neely's death became a flashpoint in the nation's debate over racial injustice. Julie Walker, New York.
The Israeli military says it will now take aim at the Lebanon-based Hezbollah financial arm and plans to attack a, quote, large number of targets in the coming hours now in Beirut and elsewhere. Explosions have begun already in Beirut's southern suburbs. Also, at SRNNews.com, former President Donald Trump taking his campaign Sunday to Pennsylvania once again, vowing to cut taxes on average Americans if he's reelected.
No tax on tips also, as you know, and no tax for all different groups we're covering, right? And no tax on overtime. So if you work overtime, that's been the big sleeper. And you know another good one, I think something that's going to be really good is you can fully deduct your interest payments when you buy a car.
Firefighters have taken advantage of rather calm weather today on the West Coast and increasing containment of that wildfire in Oakland, California. Two homes have been destroyed, 500 people evacuated, but most residents now allowed to go back home. This is SRN News. A battle over flags shaping up in Denver.
The city school system has ordered that every classroom display an LGBT pride flag. This prompted one father to try and get his child's school to display a straight pride flag in class, an effort that was rejected by officials. The father filed suit, and now a judge has tossed his case out, deciding that the Denver school system's requirement that every classroom display the rainbow flag is a form of government speech which is not governed by the free speech law. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
The Biden administration upgrading records of more than 800 military personnel who were discharged for violating the former Don't Ask, Don't Tell policy on homosexuality. The move is the latest in a campaign by the administration to court LGBT voters in an election year. Records of 800 former service members upgraded to honorable discharge. This is SRN News. One of the last remaining Navajo code talkers who transmitted messages during World War II using the tribe's native language has died. John Kinzel Sr. was 107 years of age. Navajo Nation officials in Window Rock, Arizona, ordering all flags on the reservation to be flown at half-staff. Hundreds of Navajos were recruited by the Marines to service code talkers during the war, transmitting messages using a code based on their then unwritten native language. Code talkers participated in a number of assaults, including Guadalcanal, Iwo Jima, and Okinawa. And one of the nine black students integrating a high school in Little Rock in 1957 while white students yelled threats has died. Thelma Mothershed Ware is dead at the age of 83. More details at SRNNews.com.